Systemic racism is like a disease. Some of us are infected, some of us have no side effects, some of us are asymptomatic, but one way or another, all of us are affected. Denise Horn, Director of Inclusion Marketing and Communications at Warner Media. Stop for a moment, take a breath, and pay close attention to what I'm about to tell you. You are biased. Whether you enjoy talking to highly attractive people more than to less attractive people, or take advice more seriously when it's dispensed by someone who is educated, or assume dog owners are nicer than people who don't own dogs, you are biased. If you grew up in the United States, you're probably sexist too. That's because sexism is codified in our government's policies and our social structures. It's an entrenched part of our culture. Both men and women in this country make assumptions based on sex. I'm sure it comes as no surprise that the same is true of race. It is, after all, our original sin. All of this is to say, if someone suggests that you are prejudiced, the most accurate response is, yes, you're right, I am. Because the truth is that everyone is biased. Everyone. We all make assumptions about people based on superficial observations. The books they read, the clothes they wear, the neighborhoods they live in, the type of work they do, the kind of car they drive. I have thought about bias and race nearly every day of my life, and I have come to realize that the majority of people believe they are not biased, that they're mostly fair and just in their dealings with others. I've also come to understand how wrong that assumption is, how our understanding of bias is hampered because of our insistence that the problem lies in other people's attitudes and not our own. I spent many years worrying about whether I was allowed to call myself Black, and if I didn't, whether it would be an insult to my ancestors to let others believe I am white. I've been lectured about color by both Blacks and whites. I've devoured as much material on this subject as I could. Had I devoted this much time to the study of any other topic, I would call myself an expert. But I don't claim that title in this area. There is still so much for me to learn. While there are many brilliant scholars of race theory and racial history, no one is an authority on all aspects of racism and diversity. Consequently, there are two things I want to establish immediately. First, everyone is a work in progress when it comes to prejudice and human diversity, with room for education and enlightenment. Second, racism has wasted enough of our time. Action need wait no longer for further information. We know enough about racism to know that it must end. We've already given too many lives and endured too much suffering for the sake of something that doesn't exist, scientifically speaking. Racism is real, but race is not. Cultural differences exist, as do disparities caused by inequities in education, environment, housing, opportunity, and healthcare. But no DNA test can really tell you what imagined race you belong to, only what general area on the map your ancestors migrated from. As Vivian Chu of Harvard University wrote in 2019, in the biological and social sciences, the consensus is clear. Race is a social construct, not a biological attribute. It boggles my mind that we've squandered so much on perceived racial difference. What if we had never fallen prey to racism and prejudice in the first place? Can you imagine what more Martin Luther King Jr. might have achieved if he hadn't felt an urgent need to battle racism? Obviously, he accomplished a great deal. But what might he have done if his civil rights work was unnecessary because Blacks were not disadvantaged and targeted? What more might he have been able to achieve in the area of poverty had he not been killed? Would his life have been cut short in the absence of racism? What about Harriet Tubman or Frederick Douglass? What might they have accomplished? What might James Baldwin have written about? What might Angela Davis have done? If we are to finally put this woeful history behind us, we must talk about it with honesty and authenticity, open our mental doors and air out the musty cupboards of our prejudice, lift the rocks and send the creepy crawlies of racism scrambling. As Baldwin wrote, Not everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed until it is faced.